Yeah, clap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Thought I was, like, finna overwrite my shit. I'm just gonna cry. I'm like, you motherfucker.
All right.
Let me put this right here so I can catch both our voice.
Horse.
Nigga.
That was perfect.
Okay.
We both clapped exactly the same time.
Talk about whores.
Did a building start shaking. Perfect synced claps.
The world cannot handle it. It's too perfect.
In the background, whore.
I'm so happy that we all have finally, like, watched this movie. Yeah. Now. Waiting on Karen.
Yeah, I'm always the last one. I'm either first or last. I'm on the Ricky Bobby status. If you're not first, you're last.
Ain't no second place.
You gotta do your intro, man.
Oh, what's up, everybody? This is the Rate Your Heroes podcast, where we rate your favorites and your favorite show on a scale of 1 through 10. Of how important, they are to the plot. So,
rate that shit.
Do a soundboard. Rate that shit. Oh, you gave it a 10? Oh, you crazy. That movie sucked. We should create our own soundboard, though. We should create our own soundboard. Like, mm-hmm. I can record snippets and shit. And then just, like, find some way to, like, when you press a button, just activate it. I kind of see how they
that do that. That movie was absolute baby shit.
I think when you are talking about the movie, you got to talk about two things when it comes to this movie. Obviously, the monster verse and then the human verse.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to try to keep it to where, like, we rate them based on how it is to the plot, because if you rate them as a character, just by themselves.
So do you want to rate human verse, monster verse, and overall?
Yes, we can do that. I think that's cool.
That can be three scales.
Yeah, that's cool. First, we have to look up the cast, though. Let's see the cast so we can just have them in our
I love the movie.
I'm about to have,
I like the movie too.
I'm about to have a shit fest with the characters, but the movie did go hard.
Shit fest?
Yeah, because, I mean, it was real just one standout character. He did a great part at his job, at his role, I mean.
Everybody else was stupid.
Everybody was just there to add.
There's so many possibilities. They could have went into so many different aspects of, like, they could have, you know what I'm saying, they could have done, like, told different stories, like, you know what I'm saying, they could have did more with it.
They could have just
roles.
Made...
They could have did more with their roles.
That's yeah, because in the little girl, the little girl with sign language,
she
loved
cool.
her.
She
I
was
loved
cool.
her.
No, Gia. She was cool. She was the only one that was keyed in, because she...
Yeah, she was perfect. She was perfect. I fucked
like, when she was...
Calm. Yeah, and then she, like, put her hand to the ground, hit the nigga heartbeat slump.
She, heck,
like,
yeah.
Started crying.
She heard when Godzilla was coming.
Yep. She knew that shit, but she was tapped in.
So here's the cast. You got Millie Bobby Brown, who played Madison.
You said who?
Millie Bobby Brown.
I'm Bobby Brown in this all. I ain't see that nigga.
Bobby Brown. Where the fuck is he? Okay, so we got Millie Bobby Brown, who played Madison, which is, you know, the girl who stole the car and went all the way there and shit to meet the podcast dude, which is played by Brian.
She got there hella quick. I hope he was just, like, down the street. I guess he lived near her.
He definitely didn't live near her.
He didn't?
Hell no. Nigga, they were driving for a minute.
Yeah.
They were driving for a minute.
Ain't no time correlation between
them. They didn't really show it, but it seemed like it was like they got there like hours later.
Probably left around
three, four hours.
7, 8.
Okay, so we got Madison. You got Dr. Nathan, which is, you know, the dude that got hired by Apex.
Yeah.
You got, how do you say her name? What was Gia, like, kind of play mom in the movie name? Leanne?
that big sister type of role.
She played more like mom. Like where she was like doing the sign language with her. And stuff
Yeah. Okay, so you got Leanne.
She was trash.
What you gonna call her? Leanne? I think that's how you said it, Leanne, something like that. It's a LLE.
She's a good actress.
She did her role, but she's
a good actress in the parts that she played. It's just they didn't, like I said, it wasn't about the humans in itself. So they didn't take the time to develop all the character building for them, except for like Gia and the black dude, in a sense, because they really didn't even do no backstory on the black dude.
No, they didn't.
So
they just told a little snippet.
Yeah, and he did good in the moment and giving a present him, you know what I'm saying, and give what he was trying to go off of, especially him being that woke radio personality.
Well, that goes to show you that it's not the fact that they don't know how to do it, because they gave you two characters where they perfectly did do it.
Yeah, and that's the character they want to do it to.
And in the other movies they did, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So they definitely kept it true to what this movie actually was, which is a big kaiju fight. Like,
yeah.
You want to see two big-ass animals fight.
I was like, I don't really... Yeah, that's not an alarm. That's his weak-ass ringtone. Weak-ass ringtone.
How dare you? My ringtone go hard.
Out of all the ringtones.
Soundboard, that shit. Every time it goes, they go that weak-ass ringtone.
So, we got Leanne. We got Josh, which, you know, plays her little nerdy best friend. And then you got Mia, bitch-ass, which was...
He was not needed.
At all.
The little nerd, he was not...
Not even little.
I will say that he was not. He was just a friend that... She's selfish, because she wasn't thinking about this nigga's life at all.
She had all disregard for his life.
She literally put him there. In the midst of everything. This nigga put a gun in this nigga's face.
I mean...
I'm like, I could have stayed at home.
Exactly.
Godzilla was not near us.
So we got Maya, who is, what's her name? Apex's daughter.
Yeah.
The leader of Apex's daughter. Then you got...
Her weak ass, boy. Hey, y'all, spoiler alerts on this one.
Yeah, complete spoiler alert. You got Mark, which is Madison's dad.
Wait, go back to the other girl, but her weak ass. Nigga. I'm like, you know you killed yourself.
Wait, I'm at the end.
Sorry, guys. That's a complete spoiler. I'm going to say spoiler.
We're going to get to him. We got Bernie, which is the podcast dude. And then you got the head of Apex, which was Walter. And then you got the dude who tried to control Mechagodzilla. And his name was Rand. Got electrocuted.
If the shit says disconnected, take that bitch off.
He didn't know that.
It said it.
It didn't show that on his screen.
It says...
it said pilot disconnected. He was over there doing that. He couldn't see that shit.
His eyes came back down because it was disconnecting from him.
I think he was like kind of stuck at the moment.
Now, he was coming down from it, and then he kept that bitch on, and that shit started licking. First of all, nigga, no. Yeah, we're going to need you to tether with this kaiju monster to make a Mecha Godzilla. And we're going to tether your brain with
it's
the whole
strong
kaiju.
Enough to...
And then I'm also trying to get the power sources way stronger than all the shit that we got here. But everything should be okay. You should be okay. No.
This was... Mm-hmm. Ghidorah was a creature that can communicate with his other two heads telepathically. Mm-hmm.
I can't do that mm-hmm. to one nigga.
Why would you think I'd be able to control this? That's weird.
It's three heads, nigga. It's three brains. Nigga,
so
I
guess since we are talking about him, we can go ahead and just start from the back up and rate him.
Yeah, they should have had three, but they only had one skull, I think.
No, they had two.
They had two of the skulls?
The one that was in Mechagodzilla, and then the one that was under the ground. They made Mechagodzilla head out of Ghidorah head.
Yeah, because
if you look at it, it's mixed with the metal and shit.
That's now, Mega Godzilla's like design. That nigga was icy.
Oh, I fuck with his design.
That nigga was.
I said, hey, when I watched it, I said that nigga did pretty good.
Especially how he did that little ray blast shit. That shit was icy to the bitch.
I gave him that. I'm like, bro, you pretty smart. That's pretty. Hey, if you wanted to, you could have been that nigga if it was one of them.
The way his rockets is coming out of him and shit, I was like,
boy, the fact that. That Godzilla was trying to be chasing him all this time for that smoke.
We get into the monsters.
okay, Ren. So we kind of broke down his character. He basically was the one who was they was using his mind to control Mechagodzilla.
I want to see. They should have showed a fight sequence with that nigga, or something.
with him.
To make him look a little bit more badass to why he's being for like, it didn't have to be much. It could have been like a nigga trying to grab the nigga from Apex. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? To make him a little more interesting.
Versus just hands in the pocket, head back.
Oh yeah, I control Mechagodzilla.
I'm that nigga. Why? You can be quiet when people are around.
He had nothing to say. Besides when he was talking to Dr. Nathan. But other than that, he didn't say too much.
Nigga, when your head is in the helmet, it's not the time to talk about it. He's like, yeah. Looking up. You.
I'm too done.
But, I'm like, bro, you feel safe? Go ahead.
Feel safe?
The dude, sorry.
Who?
What's his name, Ren?
Yeah, Ren.
He's an idiot.
Definitely an idiot. I would have never did that shit.
Hey, pay me $10. I get you a couple of runs.
And after I test it, that's it. Figure another way to control
when
it.
When you get the main power source, get Brock Lesnar. Because it's not going to be me. It's not going to be you. You need another nigga. If you ever look at Brock Lesnar and say he'd look like a buff SpongeBob, you know, when he fought against Patrick. I don't know where that thought came from.
It's strangely accurate. The buff episode when him and Patrick were fighting.
He said, yellow.
Pink. Okay. You do like me. Oh my God. Okay. So, based off of that, because I feel like we kind of just basically talked about his whole thing in the movie. That's really the only main role he really played. So, what since you kind of talked about him a little bit more, what would you rate him off of that? And it's towards the plot. So, honestly, without him, Mechagodzilla don't come all the way alive.
Yeah, for sure. You most certainly needed him. He wasn't a bad part into it. I would just like, you know, just want to see some more, like, a little bit character development. But the part that he played, the feedback he did give the nigga, everything, or the doctor, whatever he is.
The Apex nigga. The Apex. And then Dr. Nathan. Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Nathan. The feedback he gave him was, you know, some valid stuff, but, I mean, you're a test dummy. At that point,
pretty much. I didn't even think about it like that. He is a test dummy.
He's a test dummy. He's the main nigga not doing it
at all.
He said, like, I need to be here. You know how to work this though. Yeah, but possibilities. I pretty much agree with you
with everything on Ren character. Like, the only thing that I possibly would maybe give him a little. Maybe a higher number on is because he does
between
bring
6 and 7.
No. I was gonna say a 4 or 5.
You think a 4 or 5?
I would say a 5 only because he gets Mechagodzilla to come a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why it makes sense. That's why I gave him like a 6. I give him a 6.
A 6.
Because he's needed in order for Mechagodzilla to come alive. And when he was using Mechagodzilla, it seemed like he was going off with him, you know what I'm saying? For a brief little moment that before they got the main power source.
The main power source, yeah. Okay, so 6. I say a 5. Now we got bitch ass Walter, the basically the head of Apex.
I think he was necessary.
How so?
Mechagodzilla.
Okay, I mean he produced the funds.
Like, yeah, he
Apex is his.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I think his character made you want that nigga to die. Like, he's like, bro, he could kind of go. I could see him go. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like if somebody does that, that's definitely kind of like that, a good part to their character.
He definitely was that stereotypical bad guy. Yeah. But at the same time, I didn't even feel like he like was that bad guy. He didn't feel like a super bad
What they're
villain
trying to do is just like make, they're trying to always make the villains relatable. You get what I'm saying? So, it's like, I don't want kaijus to rule the world. We're the number. But I'm like, I'm one of the people like, I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, okay, we're going to battle the fucking titans of the world.
For what?
Yeah, like, if they jump us. That's like they did.
Which is...
You get what I'm saying? You know. We can build one of these niggas at... I don't know how long it took them to build that.
Boy, they said...
And then you need multiple sources of that power. So you would have to send somebody else back down there to get more material. And they had a Kong leading the way for them. So how many...
Maybe that power source is all they needed because if you... Because remember they said in the movie that... They was able to copy it once they got that sample. They was able to get in the sample.
Yeah, but also think about it like this. Godzilla did shoot a tunnel.
So, to Hollow Earth, yeah.
And that was the thing for Godzilla with me. I was like, okay, so the power force is obviously the power meter margin for Godzilla and Kong is, are
completely different.
Like, that beam is bullshit. And that nigga was firing that hoe.
Like, off. Like, on command. And he didn't do that in King of the Monsters.
That's why I give Kong a little bit more props, because he had to, like, shut that nigga up, move that hoe, so he can, like, okay, I want to punch this nigga, but if I do that shit, gone.
He tried to stick his hand in his mouth and do that little rip move. That shit burned.
Damn, nigga. My finger follicles.
Nigga, numb my fingers.
Nigga, I beat
I mean, to me, there ain't too much to his character, like, at all, besides being the main villain for the human verse of it.
Yeah, his daughter, just like
from
him.
From Apex. Yes, and she deserved what she got.
They both died by their own hand.
Exactly. And literally by a hand.
Let's talk about her ass. I'm going to skip her dad.
We can rate him real quick.
Nigga a 5. Let's get to her.
I
give
him a 4.
I can do a 4.
Okay.
Her bitch ass. She came in, I wouldn't have trusted her.
From the jump, I'm not trusting her. And my thing is, you know, there's...
Seemed like she could be sweet, though, because she wasn't she was nowhere mean to the point where...
Yeah, she was.
When?
She literally has a line where she was like, cut the monkey loose so Godzilla could get his ass.
I remember. But that's, once again, that's in a sense of letting that nigga get loose. Because if they never let Kong loose, they would have died.
True.
And Kong would have died.
She was saying, let him, like, she was like, dump the monkey so Godzilla could eat it.
So we don't die.
It wasn't on some, like, oh, he could save us type shit.
Yeah, no, Godzilla's going to kill him no matter what.
Like, he literally almost did.
He literally swam through y'all ships. Like, he didn't even... avoid the most. Then, like, he went around to get to Kong.
Like, I'm after this nigga.
On site.
Beeline.
That nigga Kong, on site. Y'all let that nigga out, on site.
All right, he was fine where he was at.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, these my oceans.
These my waters, nigga. These my waters.
But, okay, when it comes to Mia or Maya, whatever you want to call her name, it's spelled M-A-I-A. So I guess it's Maya.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
His daughter?
Yeah, Maya.
Yeah, so, okay, beyond that shit, we there. We Hollow Earth, nigga. We Hollow Earth.
Who does that at that point in time?
You didn't even have to.
You could have, like, you was going to get the sample regardless.
You could have got the sample, been good.
Why did we need you to try to betray them in a cave where Godzilla ancestors are?
You know
he's
how to get
sitting
out.
On the crown.
You know how to get out.
He's... Exactly.
You never did this.
They were gonna use the ships to go.
Oh yeah, they were gonna go out the tunnel.
But it wasn't a tunnel at first when they when she betrayed them, it was like being shot through, but it didn't make it.
I'm talking about when they tried to fly around Kong after that.
Oh yeah, that was after the fact.
Kong wasn't even trying to kill them, nigga. She said shoot him. I'm like, nigga. Oh.
You know, every villain have that point of the time or the movie to where they betray the good people. She picked the worst time.
This is what Rick would have called this. Be two backstabbing, two double crossings.
Like, you don't choose that time where you're in a cave full of his ancestors, him sitting on the crown with his spike. And it's bats. It's monster bats in here. Why are you going to point a gun at his people and Gia at that?
Do you know this nigga care about this little girl?
You saw him talk to her.
He said, bitch, shut up. What you doing?
What the fuck?
Nah, I kid.
and just crushed her ass.
No.
Then nigga was like,
that nigga crushed her ass like an empty beer can, nigga.
Like you were like crushing Brad a can.
With an empty beer can.
He had just got done drinking a soda can.
Nigga crushed that bitch. Literally crushed
The fact that he looked in there to make sure it was nobody who he fucked said, with in there, he was like, oh, no, nah, okay, okay, like, y'all.
You in there? Shit. Is G in here? Not in here?
No, I didn't.
Shit. Crushed their ass.
That nigga crushed him up like motherfucking.
I honestly
boy
think.
Ball, nigga.
I honestly think out of all the movies I've seen, you know, I've seen a lot, that was the worst betraying moment, like that you choose to pick right then and there.
Yeah, that was
the dumbest moment.
I'm like, this is your first time doing this, huh? You're terrible.
You're not
my first movie ever did this.
So you're gonna shoot. So you gonna first of all, let me tell you where you messed up on any of your bargaining chips. The one nigga that knows why he's down here.
Yeah.
You gonna aim a gun at him. The one little girl that can keep Kong in line.
In line.
And the woman that's mothering that little girl, you gonna turn your guns on them? To a bunch of niggas that don't know. They barely made it, nigga. And then seeing the nigga that's flying the ship, that nigga's an awesome pilot, nigga. How would you not want to ride with this nigga? What is wrong with you?
That was crazy.
Like, you literally had, I don't know, girl, if you don't stop, put the guns up.
I'm doing too much.
I'm giving her a 0.
I give her a -2 because that made me mad. I was like, why would you do that? I mean, I guess that makes her a good aggravated moment in the story. Because when guys are like, serves you right, bitch.
You were so happy when she got crushed like the little Sprite can she was.
Yes.
And yeah. I like Sprite, so I'm going to say Pepsi.
Pepsi. Pepsi's sponsors. Well, I mean, they make them all, so shit.
Pepsi.
I said, we can understand that. We don't like Pepsi.
We don't like it either. Pepsi. It just makes us our money. So, I say 0, you say -2.
Yeah, nah, she can.
She's off the scale.
I won't do it like that.
Okay, what'd you give her?
I give her a 1.
A 1?
I give her a 1-2.
A 2?
Because I'm going to knock her ass out. I'm giving her a 1-2.
What the fuck?
Okay, so far we got a. Did I say a 5 or you said a 5 for Ren, right?
For Ren?
Yeah, I think you said a 5, and I said
a 6.
You said a 6.
You said a 5.
I said a 5. Okay, I said a 4 for Walter. You said a what do you say? I think you agree with me. I think
yeah,
you said
I gave
4.
Yeah.
And then Maya, 0. You said a 2-piece combo.
Yeah, I gave that 1-2, nigga. 1-2 buck on my shit.
Okay.
Knock her ass out and leave.
I think we should talk about Bernie, the podcast. Man.
I gave Bernie a 9.
A 9?
Mm-hmm. I gave Bernie a 9.
Explain yourself.
Because he made his character work without having really backstory.
Who's Bernie again?
The radio.
The podcast. Man.
The podcaster.
Yeah, the podcast.
Yeah, he cool. I give him an 8.
Just because he's one of the leading roles in this movie.
In the human verse.
In the human verse. And he, like I said, we all said he could have possibly been by himself to carry out everything. And I feel like that took him on a good acting part. One, I've never seen him act in that role. So for him to play that in the way that he did, I really enjoyed his character.
I like whenever you can see a familiar actor and then you get lost in the role that they're playing.
Yeah.
They don't look like that actor. You can't do that with Denzel because, like, that's just Denzel.
He's going to be Denzel, whatever. That's
Denzel
like,
in whatever role.
That's like
is.
Ryan Reynolds. He's going to be Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, as any fucking character. That's Deadpool
like
and Ryan
like
Reynolds.
That now. But
they're literally breaking the fourth wall because Deadpool is Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds,
My brother told me that shit, and he was like, I know how deep of a thinker you are. And he just told me that shit. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
That's
so
too much.
Ryan Reynolds is always Ryan Reynolds, but he's also Deadpool.
That's great.
So that makes Deadpool Ryan Reynolds, and they be breaking the fourth wall when he be
both
talking about.
And when he have commercials and shit, like, that's.
Yeah.
That's cool as hell. But, okay, so Bernie. Podcast dude, I give my take on him. When it comes to the human race of this movie specifically, he definitely carried the movie on his back. Like his story, they started off the movie with him. his story made sense from the beginning to the end. And plus, it's a new character that we haven't seen before.
And they made him work.
So, I feel like that's why they made him, like, the main focal point on that, too. Because if you delete her, Madison character, she's not needed.
She's not needed.
She's not needed. He still figures out all of that. I even feel like he still gets all the way up to seeing Mechagodzilla without her.
But what really happened is they were able to bridge little gaps, like, I can put the password in here, or I can tell you this elevator's right here. And the little boy, I can try to look it up. Or, matter of fact, I'm just going to take the thing that you're drinking and just pour it on this.
Fuck up Mechagodzilla. I feel like they do push him to, like, figure out the rest of the shit, because they come find him and all that type shit, and then that's when he goes.
Because what he was doing for us, even, he was bridging the gap the whole time, you know what I'm saying? Like, giving us the, okay, Apex is somebody to be watched.
It's something this going on.
This is why
on,
Godzilla
yeah.
is here, because
he
of did, Apex.
And he then you're just like, destroying okay, why? Facilities for
everybody,
that.
Of course, knows Mechagodzilla. You know, everybody probably sees the spoilers, but it's like, why? What does Apex have to do with it? You get what I'm saying? Even when it's like the little eye that they find, and you don't even realize it, and it's like, oh, it's the eyeball. I seen it, I was like, that's the eye.
I knew it from the get-go. That's the eye. It was pretty obvious.
But
I like him as a character, though. I like everything that he did. I do feel like he carried the monster verse on his back when it comes to
the human verse
of this movie when it comes to just him and his character, period. I like his character. I would say a nine though.
I think I just give him a 9 for this movie. In the movie scenes, out of all the other characters too,
I feel like 9 is so close to like
perfect,
and like his character is great, but is it perfect?
No, that's why he's 9. I think I give him an 8.5.
Okay.
Nah,
okay, 8.5.
I'd
say
8.5.
Yeah, 8.5.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, I like his character a lot.
You have any thoughts on his character?
Black dude.
Yeah, horse dope. Hey, y'all, by the way, it's your boy Frazier back again. Somebody else is featuring. You've been hearing his voice in and out.
He don't know his name right now.
Oh, Anonymous. Not playing. What's happening? This is Horoscope. You know what I'm saying? Back at it again. We need 3 eyes to see this vision. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you about
what's the energy?
Huh?
What's the energy?
You it's like it. Dead.
It's gone. Yes.
Oh, y'all can come watch my stuff if you want.
Nah, you gave more energy. You gave more energy than he did.
No, I'm saying that's how you're saying.
All right, I'm saying you gave him more energy than when he actually even trying to sound like him.
Alright, now this nigga's trying to nag. You know what I'm saying? This is Horoscope. How y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? You need 3 eyes to see this vision. Let me give you my scoop on the motherfucking movie. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he had a pretty good ass role. He had the best role out of all them sucky motherfuckers. Let me just be honest with you. Be real with you. Like, his shit made sense. He was cool. He was funny. It's like, you know what I'm saying? He made every character around him better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like
He saved the movie when it came to the human aspect of it, but all the fighting and the worldly CGI, all that shit was hard.
Yeah.
Oh, we gonna get to that.
That shit was hard. And then Godzilla a bitch too. That nigga tried to drown that nigga King Kong.
So would you rate Bernie? A scale of 1 to 10.
8.5 or
8.5.
Okay, same thing we said. We said cool.
Reason. Who's the next human?
So let's go ahead and talk about Madison, bitch ass. The delinquent.
She's so disrespectful. No.
That bitch ass wearing a black chick?
Huh?
Was she wearing black?
That's the 11.
Oh, yeah.
From Stranger Things.
Oh, that bitch.
Madison, yeah. The one that you said wasn't needed. The only reason I said that she wasn't needed. But, and I mean, it's character. I understand characters that aren't needed, but they're supposed to be like a good, like, sidekick element to it. She really didn't play that part because they just didn't give her character enough standout.
She was fucking useless.
They didn't give her no standout, like they didn't let her elaborate on her character. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bernie was elaborating on
her
character.
I was questioning why she was in the movie throughout the movie. That's how bad it was.
For For me. For the cloud.
Definitely for the cloud. We talked about that off recording when it came to, like, why would they put someone like her character in it? I mean, being that it is Millie Bobby Brown, like, she gonna bring the numbers. The movie's gonna bring the numbers.
It makes sense.
The movie's gonna bring the numbers regardless. Yeah, but you want the little ones too.
They didn't even let her continue her role from the movie that she was in, like, elaborating on the connection that she could possibly have with Godzilla. You know what I'm saying? In some type of way. But they didn't.
They could have had her as a narrator or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
In the sense of, you talking about when they was like creating that bond between her and Godzilla. So they did that. They explored that in King of the Monsters.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't even continue that into this one.
Because I feel like it's not a
new. She was just looking at it from a screen like, Godzilla, I did all this. I really didn't do anything. I wasn't even the one to pour shit on the thing. I was like, no.
She could do a little bit of some shit. Her whole role just more.
She looked cool, though. I always like a style.
I honestly didn't really care too much for her character. And I just saw her as like, okay, you running away from home because you trying to like help some shit, but like you pull like all the wrong type moves. Like it was just...
It was like, you didn't even help anything. You just wanted to be there to see it all.
You supposed to be dead in real life.
Yeah, fact. I don't even know how they made it to that point. See, Bernie would have been good by himself. He would have been more inconspicuous. They wouldn't have found him. He was already doing stuff.
She got this caught up and all that.
He got all this film for me, all this recordings and all that. Never got caught.
Soon as she comes to the picture, caught.
Because now you got to worry about two kids.
Yeah, dumb white bitch. Bitch, you got me caught.
Hey, off of that alone,
I had cousins that always
said, I'm going to do more years than you.
My cousins always said, white girls get you killed.
Me too.
I almost got my nigga Bernie killed.
Almost died.
What shape they in?
Multiple times.
Yeah, they're I'm just playing, y'all. Or am I?
Or are you?
Hey, if you're a white girl, is the nigga you with there? Literally, if you with a nigga, if you was with a nigga, like a black person, if he's dead, comment. Because it's you. You're getting killed.
I'm
going to
squirt you.
No, I'm just playing. No racial hate. I'm actually mixed.
No racial.
He's being prejudiced to his own
country. If you had to rate that character based on what everything that we said and our take on it, what would you rate Madison's character on a scale of 1 through 10?
3.
Why 4? Okay. Mm-mm. Explain that though.
No, I think what you call that makes me want to put old girl up to like a 3.
Who? Maya?
The daughter?
Madison, yeah.
No, I'm talking about
Gia. Wait. What are you talking about?
The nigga that work at Apex daughter.
Oh, yeah, Maya.
It makes me want to put her at a 3 because I feel like Madison's character is worse than hers.
Really?
Because Maya at least made me dislike her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she played her role.
She played her role, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she picked a terrible moment. I'm like, this bitch. Why don't you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
so that was like a more of a moment for you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, she gave me more reaction out of her character than I did with Madison's character. It was nothing that Madison's character did. I was like,
then we were like,
She didn't really have
a funny moment in
that. Nothing
to
make me involved with her. Mm. So that's why I would give Maya a 3 and I would give Madison like a 2. Mm. I would give Madison like a 2.
That's a good what's the word I'm looking for? Analysis?
Yeah, analysis. That's
there
a good
go.
Analysis.
All I'm yeah,
trying,
there
we go. What we saying is Dragon Ball Z evolution characters had more.
Not evolution. No, boy, yeah, hell bro, no. Bro. That movie will forever go down as the worst movie in history. That's horrible.
I don't think I even remember that hoe. It's probably how bad it is.
Boy, that was horrible.
Because I think I've seen every Dragon Ball Z movie.
This nigga Master Roshi.
The live action? Hey. You know we're talking, about the live action.
Live action, boy. I'm getting you scared.
Because I'm like, no, he thinking about it. No, first they live all, action.
First of all, if you're going to wash a character, make him look like the white Goku. Make it a cool nigga.
He was lame.
Make it a cool nigga, bro.
This nigga was blowing up lockers for the girl that he liked and shit.
The nigga that played Goku go to fucking just school. Like a
weenie. You know, I still haven't finished that movie.
You haven't? I did. I like the
I
end.
Can't.
The
I
end
can't.
Is the best. The end is the
I
best.
I can't fight. Do it.
Garbage.
There's literally, I was watching
that's supposed to be the coldest fight.
That's the best scene, but it's garbage.
The best garbage.
Because Piccolo's form in there looked better than Goku's form.
No, honestly, the best scene was when Goku turned into Grape. That was the best scene.
I'm too dumb.
But it was still kind
of
trash.
That movie. Anyway, let's get off of that shit. Because
I couldn't finish it.
That hell can get a negative one, too.
Mr. Popo was black. He was blind.
That makes sense. I could see what they... Nah, not blind. I forgot that nigga was blind. I can see... Of course Mr. Popo was black, though. Come on, guys. Come on. That was blackface. They got away with it.
They had other...
They said, no. He's an alien.
The character that matched
black alien with big lips. They tried to really go with that excuse. Oh, he's an alien.
Yamcha's the only character that matched the whole...
Yamcha's a normal nigga. Yamcha's with a
I didn't finish it, though. I literally probably watched like 10, 15 minutes of it. That's about it. And I was like, boy, fuck this shit.
That whole trash.
But back to how many more characters we got?
We have rated...
So Madison is...
A two. And
what'd
then,
you give Madison?
I was going to give her a three just for the simple fact I like her character better than Mia. But you kind of convinced me, like, that's a good argument. You did have more of a reaction where you're like, bitch, no. Yeah. And Madison, you just like, okay, yeah.
She's there.
Mm-hmm. You're here.
I'm just
tolerating her. You're getting these niggas in more trouble.
Tolerating her character.
So,
but
I would...
It's 11.
I would agree with you. I think I'd probably give her a three and keep Maya at what I say a zero. I say a zero.
Really?
I did say a zero. Yeah, I wasn't thinking of it like that because I wasn't
thinking
of like
now?
The reaction. I am now, but I'm like I wasn't thinking of it like the biggest like reaction I got out of her character, which makes a good argument why you would push her up.
Yeah. Because
you didn't get that out of Madison character at all. Get that out of Maya, however you say it. So I'm gonna stick with mine. I ain't gonna change it.
Boy, really?
I ain't gonna change it.
Madison's character is better than Maya's character in this movie? Don't bring her from the last movie.
No, I wasn't.
This movie standalone. You think Madison's character is better than Maya?
Too much care for Maya character.
What
at
did
all?
Madison do more than what did?
I'm
Madison,
not saying she had a bigger moment. I'm just saying Hold up. In the moment when I watched the movie, I cared more about Madison than I did Maya. I just did.
You had no, they never even gave her any, like, danger.
Nothing. I know. I have no idea why, but I just...
It's because you like
Aladdin. I like the whole... No, it's not. I'm not thinking about Stranger Things at all. I can see characters objectively by themselves.
I'm not saying that you can't, but that's the only thing that can be carrying you in this...
Into me liking her character more?
In this movie, yes.
Nah, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not.
What did she do? You can't even say one thing she did better than Maya's character.
I like the little relief. Not the.
I like the comedic
relief that she have with the other two.
What comedic relief? I didn't laugh at her. I'm not saying more at the nigga with the glasses.
I'm not saying
her.
I don't know, I just like the character more. I just did.
Why don't you make both of them a zero?
I just did. So I would give
Madison a three.
But I gave what did I say? I said Madison a three.
Yeah.
And I said what?
I said Maya zero.
I said Maya zero, Madison a three.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah. I'm gonna stick with it.
Hey man, that's
your... You definitely made your case, but I don't stick with it. I ain't gonna change.
How do you feel, Horsco?
Both them bitches and I'm playing.
Now you can choose how you feel.
Nah, for real. Maya versus
all
Madison
the characters,
character.
Except my nigga, what's his name?
Bernie.
Or trash. Garbage.
But what would you
specifically give
Madison though? Based on like her importance in this movie, how important was she in this movie on a scale of 1 to 10?
She was an 11. She was a 1.
A 1? I just got it. She wasn't 11.
She wasn't the one.
That's what.
So what do you rate Maya's character?
A 1.
Okay.
Okay, he can be even. He can be even. Okay.
That
ain't bad. Okay, Josh character. You know, her nerdy best friend.
Who's Josh again?
Her nerdy best friend.
Why is
it with the glasses?
Why was that nigga even there?
He got pulled along.
He wanted to show her. Ain't
he
no
was
bitch.
More funny than Madison. I give him a
definitely.
I give him a 3. 2.
2.
I give him a 3 as well.
I give him a 3. I keep him on the same level.
Yeah,
with Madison.
He can be the same level as Maya.
He really just wanted to show.
I honestly enjoyed his character more than mine. I might give him a 4. I'm then actually gonna push my shit down to Madison 1, Maya 2, and that nigga a 3.
You still putting Maya over them?
Over Madison, yes. Not over Josh.
So you like, okay, that's kind of like the same thing with me.
Josh played the bigger part than
okay,
Madison
the point,
did.
Okay. All right. Okay. He had another moment, but was it bigger than Maya's moment?
Kinda. They both, I mean, his
moment.
His moment
led up to a bigger moment.
Yeah, exactly. And then even the whole little sequence of him just getting to that part to porn, and like, he was like, I don't know the password, like, he's like, I've only pirated movies, on, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay. Alright, okay.
I give him like a 3.3. Me flashback mm-hmm. on that, nigga. He moved up a couple of points.
I give him a 4.
Madison
didn't
serve any paper,
so. She didn't.
But I like 11, so I gave her a 1.
All right. I give him a 4.
Okay, that's fair. That's cool.
Now we only have 2 more left, which is Leanne and Dr. Nathan. Okay.
And we didn't say nothing about you, the little girl.
I wanted to save her for last from the cartoon universe because she obviously
she's
10.
Part of the monster universe.
Definitely 10. Out of the universe, she a 10. But I have a nitpick about Dr. Nathan character.
Dr. Nathan is the white dude?
Yeah, the white dude. Okay, you know, helped him get to Hollow Earth and all that. His brother died from the last one. Was it from the last one?
That nigga died fucked up, but yeah.
So, my only nitpick about his character is how he, and you probably don't even remember it, it's a certain point in the movie where he has plot armor.
He has plot armor.
I would like to call it plot armor.
What is plot armor?
Plot armor is when basically a portion of a story is just kind of glossed over and you're like, oh, they just did that for the story. So he really made it or something happened good because of the story.
Yeah.
That's plot armor.
Yeah.
The reason why I say that is because there is no way after he landed that ship on Godzilla chest, he got to the ground that goddamn fast. Mm-mm. Before that shit, you know, did what it did to re-jump him. How the fuck did he get down Godzilla that quick?
That nigga's like 20, 30 feet wide.
Like, come on, man. Like, you breaking something. There's no way. What'd you do? I'm climbed his hair?
Yeah. Right. Damn, I ain't know
this. I don't think his hair was that long. I don't know. Like, you're falling. I'm sorry. There's some way you're falling. You're not.
His character.
You're not
is
getting that
unscathed.
Like
you said, it's plot armor because you can't really like judge his character fully. Because even how he got introduced, it was like glossed over.
I'm only saying plot armor for that part specifically because, we got to show him running slow-mo away from the blast type shit.
But see, he was kind of one of them characters that was like in between. Like he was like, okay, this nigga kind of bad, kind of good. Because the doctor getting him over to manipulate the girl to go
he wasn't
down
bad
there.
At all because he was manipulated.
Yeah, exactly. Completely. But that's what I'm saying, kind of bad, kind of good. Because the doctor, and it's, he really want to go to Hollow Earth and do all this shit.
But
he really, and I say kind of bad because he's not paying attention what he has to do in order to get down there. Like, he's trying to get a little girl to lie to this
girl.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying?
Just for his purpose. And his
but when he said his family could eat potato, I'm like, okay, that's better. That's something better to tell that nigga.
Yeah.
When he set my nigga Kong up. For no
he like
shit.
Look, Gia. I don't know. You telling me to go down here, but I'm kind of like fuck that.
I don't even know this place. I've been here a long time.
So she said, "Could be your family." He's like, "Oh shit, for
Let's
real?"
Let's go.
Got gone.
I ain't had no booty in a minute. I had no booty.
Boy, Kong was disappointed. I definitely said that wrong.
Disappointed.
There we go.
Disappointed.
He was definitely disappointed. But Dr. Nathan, just for that point, just for that fact alone, I would say I would
Wait, before you judge.
Okay.
His piloting skills.
Oh, he can fly. He can fly his ass off.
He They made that. He was dick, and he got some good.
He had some moments. He definitely had that. That was his moment. Some moments definitely. For sure.
And then when they went down there, and when they was going through that little warp section, that shit was cleaned in a bitch. That shit was cleaned in a bitch.
I will only knock him down.
And he tried to talk sense to Maya, dumbass.
Before. He did. He definitely did.
You know what I'm saying? So he had like some makeup points. Yeah. Nigga was smart. You know what I'm saying? He did know he was working the whole time with the character. And he did good. They did good at not trying to make him like a love interest.
I like that. I like that they did. They hinted towards it, seemed like.
Kinda. You know what I'm saying? Like, but they didn't make him too like touchy on the
it
shit.
It wasn't like.
He was out there for his reasoning. Shit, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't trying to get no ass. He was just like, come on, please. He more like a friendship role.
Come on, like, trying to get this money.
Kaiju.
Let's talk about Kaiju. So, for. We got his character, and then the last one is Leon, and that's it. So Dr. Nathan, I would give him, cause we haven't gave nobody over a 5 yet.
Yeah, we have.
Bernie.
Oh yeah, you gave him a 9. Yeah. I agree.
And
with that.
Ren.
Gave him a 9. And Ren, you gave him a what?
6.
And the little girl.
A 6.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't got to Gia yet. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Nathan, I kind of want to put him in that middle spot. I want to say like 7.5. Cause like he was important to the plot, definitely. He definitely was important to the plot.
Yeah. It's
Hatch is going to die.
He wants me to die.
But I'm most certainly I give him like a 7.
7
for sure.
Okay. So Leanne, which is basically the mother figure for Gia, she I want to give
she's not
her,
bad and she's not great.
She don't have a big moment in the movie. But she does basically guide Gia.
She does, that's what I'm saying. She does a good job at nurturing Gia.
And kind of pushes the story along because, like, she knows all these facts about Godzilla. She knows all this stuff. Like,
about Kong.
Yeah.
She, like, because she
said. I didn't mean to say Godzilla, I meant Kong.
But she knew about Godzilla, too, because she knew the area that he swam around. You get what I'm saying? So for Godzilla to be coming out of his natural swimming pattern.
And plus, Kong was. In a facility. So
she got that nigga to
like,
be
he
there.
Like, he stuck there. Yeah. Like, he good. Kong ain't worried about him because, like, he probably don't even feel where he at right now. That's why she was like, as soon as you take him out, Kong gonna be like, hey, it's another monster. I gotta go take care of him because I don't know what he about to do.
Yeah, facts.
So.
I give her like a 7. A 6.
I would give her an 8.
I give her an 8 because she did make the story carry along, too.
When it comes to the humanverse, and Gia, I don't think there's anything that needs to be really said about Gia. Like, she was the GOAT.
I fuck with Gia.
Gia definitely get a 10 for me.
I fuck with Gia. The little girl did great.
Feeling
she
Kong
did the
heartbeat.
Crying. She did,
Feeling Kong heartbeat.
Feeling
knowing
Godzilla
when Godzilla
coming
was
up.
About to come. Like, she talked to God, to Kong.
Yeah, she was like the smartest one there.
And kept it secret that he basically knew sign language and could communicate. She was like, oh, he didn't want you niggas to know, so I ain't say shit. So, she definitely get a 10 because she was, like, riding for him. She was like, you gonna take him out of his home? Like, nah, he needs to stay here.
Yeah.
This is our family, like, you're not finna just break us
up. She was cold when Kong first came in and he talked to her and he got that tree, he said,
I ain't know what he doing. I'm like, why he just shave a tree? Then, next thing you know, spirit they shit.
Yeah, Gia for sure. She's a 10.
I feel like we've always been copying each other's since the moment we met each other. That is so crazy.
It's enhancing.
It's really, okay, I like that. It's really starting to get a little scary.
It's not a coincidence at this point. We have We have a mental tether.
As long as it ain't the evil tether, like that, I'm cool with that.
I don't think it would. I mean, why would it be evil?
I was just thinking about Get Out.
No, we're not. We didn't get hypnotized, man. You think I'm Jean Grey or some shit? You think I'm gonna erase your mind?
That movie was Get Out, right?
What?
Or am I thinking about what's the 2 Jordan Peele movies?
You talking
Get
about
Out
Us?
And. There we go, Us. I said Get Out. I meant to say
you're
that's
talking
Us.
About that
Tether. Tether.
I still haven't seen that movie. But I know about the Tether. Yeah, both. Don't look at me like that. Yeah.
Nigga! You haven't seen Us!
I want to, but I just haven't.
He ain't want to, but he got it on your fucking shits if you...
Okay, can I just ask why? We're going to get back to the movie, y'all, but hold on. This is a little quick tangent. Why? Just can you tell me?
I guess I haven't wanted it enough. I think I want to.
I watched it three times.
I want to watch it with the love interest.
A love interest.
What you want to watch?
With a girl?
Yeah. Yes.
What's up? I think everybody's seen it.
What's up? What's up?
Somebody watch it with me, huh?
What's up?
I don't know. One of the movies. I just want to like maybe watch it with somebody just to be like,
you want to bounce off of somebody? Yeah, I get what I'm
saying.
That movie, I say it take two watches.
Yeah, for sure. It's probably like a let out. I mean, goddamn.
You're gonna have to find a foreign bitch to watch it with. A bitch that can't watch American movies or some
Why
shit.
Why foreign?
Because everybody see that bitch.
I don't know why, but like scary movies and stuff like that, like...
You're not big on horror movies?
If I don't go to the movies and see it, then it's like... I like horror movies.
We saw them other in theaters.
But that's what I'm saying. If I don't see it in theaters, then I'm just kind of like... Or for other people that speak proper, because this is brought to my attention to somebody that doesn't live in Texas, but she said we say theater when it's supposed to be theater.
Theater.
Anybody trying to hit the theater? Yes.
Hell no.
Come to the theater with me, bro.
Theater. It just sounds better. Well, yeah. How can I say it just sounds better? It sounds better to us because like, that's what we're used to saying.
It's like the other Jordan Peele movie. You just said that.
Get out.
I said, let us in. I said some shit.
Do not sit here and tell me you haven't watched Get Out.
I've seen Get Out like five times.
Because we are going to have to box.
I went to the movies and seen Get Out.
Though. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then me, like, bro, you got to see it. I watch it with you. We watch the hell again. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen Get Out a lot.
I honestly will watch Us again, like for real.
I gotta watch.
I was just thinking about that in my head. I'll watch that hell again too.
I gotta watch that hell.
You will like it.
You will love it because it's one of those. That's what I was just about to say.
You will like. Oh,
I want to know.
I feel like I already know everything now.
Don't say shit. Don't say
not
shit.
Not everything, but like the ending.
You're
of
a horrible
story.
Hatchie, but I wonder if he's gonna catch that certain ending. If you know what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about when...
The one that people debate over.
Talking about the one where basically it's the reverse her that's living their life.
I mean, that's kind like of... The that's the whole movie.
But I'm... Yeah, like, but that's who... Basically, the bad her ends up winning.
Which is really the good her.
It's confusing. People debate about it. But I don't want to say nothing because I feel like it's going to spoil you. You got to watch it with yourself.
She basically did a mind swap with like how Rick did the robots. I swapped your mind and made you swap, so you thought that you was the real one when the real one was actually this.
That shit is crazy.
Randotron and High School.
They gotta make a Funko Pop for that nigga.
They do gotta make one of the Randotron.
That's crazy because that basically
it was me that set you up, and you set me up, and I set you up, and that's how
I knew you were gonna do that. No, I knew that you were gonna do that. I programmed you to say that. No, I programmed you to say you see that. No, I programmed you before you could tell me to say that.
Boy, she was going forever. But we definitely did get off track, but
that's okay. I mean that's what this is what fans do of any sort.
That is
and this
hilarious.
Is what nerds and creatives do. We get off topic, we talk about other awesome things, but back to the main
thing.
Kaiju. Enjoy the banter.
So we pretty much rated the human verse.
Yeah, G's 10.
G is 10. So, the big three. Who do you want to talk about first? Who do you feel like is more important to talk about first?
Oh, Mega.
Why Mechagodzilla?
No, because I got to say
him. I want to hear why do we... Not because it's the cleanest. I feel like that's what you've been to say. Why do we want to talk about Mechagodzilla first?
Because it was the way his whole... way of being set up was clean and dumb at the same time.
Okay. So basically, because Mechagodzilla is the cleanest. I want to talk about Kong first. Who do you want to talk about first?
We'll talk about Kong first.
Kong. Okay.
No, I just like to talk about everything and it's, you know what I'm saying, because Kong they bring in. Because who had the last movie? Godzilla had the last movie, right?
Because
Skull Island came out after the first Godzilla came out.
I thought Kong had the last movie.
But I'm pretty sure Godzilla had the last movie with the three head.
King of Monsters. King of Monsters was the last movie.
Oh,
you talking
about Godzilla too?
Yeah.
King of Monsters was the last before this one.
Them starting off with Kong is kind of showing you where they got him, but they don't really explain how they got him there.
In that facility?
Yeah.
I think they built it around where he was already staying.
Okay.
Because, you know, Gia is a part of that tribe that lives in that actual area.
I was confused at that one. I was like, is this?
Because he been in the same spot. He been in the same spot for, they ain't been like hopping him and moving him. No, he been in that same spot since he was young.
So
at least that's what I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
That's what they built.
And they just build that shit around him. Because, like, you're not getting this, you're not picking the nigga up to go move to your facility.
But they did with the, I mean, that was their first time doing it, though.
And they needed Apex for that. Yeah. So they couldn't do it themselves.
Yeah, facts.
Nah, but King Kong was icing. Like,
hell yeah, he was icing.
And in the whole backstory, kind of him, even while he was in Hollow Earth.
I like how they showed that.
Connecting with the
ancient gorillas. They showed how he was a king. Because that nigga seen
that
pointing,
because that was like a hand that was pointing. That nigga jumped to that hoe. Even how he got down, when he fought them fucking things flying down, that nigga said,
that was
when he fucked them niggas up.
Bro, like, Kong had the best, like,
it was one trying to wrap around his neck. He was like, nigga.
He had the best action in there.
If you think about it, this, when it comes to the Monsterverse, this was a Kong story.
Even him on the boat, and this nigga still, he know he in water. He like, nigga, fuck it, let's go. What's good, nigga? I don't care, nigga. I don't give a fuck. They call me King.
I'm gonna hop on these ships. Hop on these ships and punch your ass.
Yeah. Every time he beat on his chest, that shit was like,
And they came up there. That nigga was, he was giving, like your brother said, he was giving him a...
He was giving him that work for real.
Yeah, he was giving that work, but I mean, at the end of the day, Godzilla's in his habitat, nigga.
You're not winning on water.
I mean, not staff, but axe, whatever the fuck.
Because that's a scale from Godzilla.
And then not only that, as you can see, that was in Hollow Earth. That was like part of like they shit. Mm-hmm.
But that staff, that
because it was correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't it like in what was it? What was the axe at?
He
didn't find it in the ground. He put it in the ground.
No, I know that, but where did he find the axe at? Didn't he take it out like a skull or something?
Yeah, he took it out.
Okay, yeah. Because he ended up finding that weapon and shit.
Yeah. But that thing that's on there to make that axe is a scale to Godzilla. You know, the things that be glowing when he be charging up.
That's one of his spikes, one of his scales, yeah.
That's why when he put that shit in the ground and it started glowing, Godzilla was like, nigga, what the fuck?
The only thing that can kill Godzilla.
Because he felt that shit. And he was like, who ass nigga, I feel you.
Oh, see, I didn't connect that like that.
Yeah,
I knew that was his spike, but I didn't connect. That's why Godzilla drilled down to Hollow Earth. Yeah. I thought he did that because he knew.
No, he did that because he put that shit in the ground and it gave it that energy.
And that's why he did that little charge up moment.
Yeah.
He basically had a Goku moment, but okay.
Exactly.
I didn't put that together. I wonder why he did that. Yeah. I just figured like he...
Because when he did that, you see how he reacted? He said, like that. He said...
At first, I thought he was charging up to... Cause he was going there to Hong Kong for the Apex facility because they had cut on Mechagodzilla again.
Yeah.
So he was headed there, and I thought what he was doing was drilling down to the base.
Yeah.
Because before that, we didn't know that Mechagodzilla in that facility was in that mountain.
Yeah.
We didn't know that. So I thought he was drilling down to the base of the Apex.
That's why he looked down there at Godzilla. Was like, ah!
That was after the fact, though.
Yeah, after he drilled down.
See, damn, that's good kid. I ain't know that.
That's why it was so powerful.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the only thing that can penetrate this nigga is his own scale. You know what I'm saying? I could punch this nigga all day, nigga.
He ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah, but no, that the fight on the boat, that was, of course, Godzilla won. I don't really count that as a fight, nigga.
I feel like the only fight that you can count when it comes to like Kong skills and if we're gonna rate him.
Yeah.
And him basically getting to Hollow Earth for all of that shit to happen. I mean, obviously, we already know they're all finna get some high numbers. They're all important to the plot.
For sure.
So, yeah, like, that basically, like, leads it up to, like, the big-ass fight. I feel like if we're going to judge him, that's what we got to judge him over there in the city.
And they honestly, like, one and one. If you just judge the city fight. Because Kong did knock that nigga out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like... That was a cold ass fight. They were showing that shit
for about a good few minutes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. They were showing that shit. He got burnt. You know, like that shit. Like it hurt. I was like, ooh, nigga, boy, I don't want to hear about no dragon.
He was boy, it. Boy, it was a radiation blast. Boy, he was ducking and dodging. Boy,
yeah, And that's what makes Kong clean as well. This thing is on buildings.
His agility.
Going off. Weaving between that shit. He was swinging. Like, he was going off, bro. Kong most certainly had the best action sequences in there.
Yo, yeah, definitely.
He had the best action sequences.
Definitely.
Like, that nigga. But Godzilla, like, I can't sleep on Godzilla in that.
Power.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, the best power.
He was firing that shit off. Yeah. He was firing off. But then
he said, nigga, you wanna fight?
Yeah, he obviously couldn't keep up with him, like, moving wise. So he's like, all right, Kong I'm gonna tag you.
That nigga started fighting that nigga like a nigga. He was like, bitch ass nigga.
And then he did that drop kick.
Boy, that shit was stupid.
That drop kick, bro. Godzilla was like, god damn. All the months of sci-fi niggas ain't got nothing. He got no arms like this. I don't know. This nigga drop kicked me, nigga.
Knocked him out. That was a part where he knocked him out, right? The drop kick.
I think it was around that point.
He was dead.
I think the drop kick knocked him out.
He hit him with the axe. Remember, he was getting ready to. He had.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He
came
down off that bitch and slap. I was like, in real life, that nigga would have been gashed.
He really tried to get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah, facts. Come, but most certainly. Godzilla,
but they shouldn't have brought Metal Godzilla out like they did on the video games. How he came in that spaceship.
No, hell no. His introduction. That would have been cool, but his introduction, when he came out of that mountain, so was so fucking... So who we talking about this?
I guess Godzilla.
I mean...
I get Kong got a 10. Kong got 11 with me. This nigga...
You gonna give Kong a 10?
I'm gonna get that. Kong went stupid. And he had no weak moments. I ain't gonna lie.
Them three niggas are damn near all 10. I ain't gonna lie.
You wouldn't give Kong a 10? He had the best action sequences, and he had the most emotional touch.
I would give him a 9.5.
What was wrong with
And the reason why I'm giving him a 9.5 is because...
No!
The reason why...
Hey, guys, he has a signed fold in his arms.
The reason why I'm taking 5 off a 0.5 off of a 10
is... No, the reason why I would say a 9.5 is because... Let him explain. If I'm going to judge all of them, giving them all a 10, just obviously for the sake of rating, is... too easy, but the reason
I'm
why
I'm all 10.
Well, hold on, I'm just okay. I obviously don't know that, but the reason why I say I give him a 9.5 is because if I'm going to judge him off of the fight that he had with Godzilla,
I thought we're judging him for everything.
I feel like Kong brought the whole story.
If we rate him, I feel like that knocks him down a little bit.
What
the fight? Cause that's part of his character and having important parts too.
This nigga gave his efforts. Nigga, this nigga put up a hell of a. He knocked Godzilla the fuck out, nigga.
Yeah.
He ain't got no Ray Blast.
I feel like Godzilla.
This is only the first fight.
I feel like Godzilla was in that fight when they first fought. I feel like Godzilla was focused on Kong, but he was like, I have an objective. I'm trying to get to Mega Godzilla, so I'm gonna hit you up a little bit. But I'm really trying to get over here. Because you saw what happened when he really got with his ass.
He called Kong up there. And that's after he got accumulated. It was like, all right, this nigga ain't fucking around. This nigga drop kicking me and shit. I got to step up the game.
Kong
was already hurt. This nigga got burnt. This nigga got hit with... So Kong was doing... He was exerting himself to like... Basically, to get around the fucking rate the fire beams, nigga. And Godzilla, he had the upper hand the second go around. This nigga got to sleep for a little bit.
he got his second win.
He got to sleep, you know what I'm saying? He got to sleep for a little bit, nigga.
Oh my
Neither
God.
One of them niggas was trying to kill each other. That's why Kong backed away in the fucking smoke the way he did, like, hoe ass nigga. Yeah.
I honestly didn't think that they wasn't trying to kill each other until Godzilla G checked Kong. And that's a reason why I knock him down too to a 9.5. It's because the way he got beat. Now, yes, his overall character and everything in the movie is great.
So
towards
you gonna
who
knock
he
him
is.
Down because he lost.
You gotta put that. You gotta put that.
Ever?
You gotta put that in a factor to his character as a whole.
So you
too.
Gonna give?
Yes.
You gonna give Godzilla a 10? Boy, get out of here. Get out of here.
Why not?
You might as well just blast.
Honestly, if I had to just like rate them. Listen. If I just had to rate them all just like off the jump without talking about everything, I would say Kong 9.5, Godzilla, I would probably put him 9.6, 9.7, whatever.
Boy, you put him better than Kong?
And I would say, and y'all probably might kill me, but this is why I think I will give Mechagodzilla a 10. And the reason why is because of...
What?
I will give Mechagodzilla a 10. How do you give the strong... only loses because he gets...
No, okay, jump. Mechagodzilla, of course, is... He's the victor, really, of the entire... But that's not for his... Overall
for his overall arm. Character, period. Okay,
Kong
yes.
overall character is a 10, nigga.
Okay, his character yes, development, obviously.
He got the sentimental side of you. He got the crunk side of you.
Okay,
he got the side where you learn this nigga knows sign language.
Let me ask you this real quick. Okay, so if you're giving Kong a 10, what are you giving Godzilla? Because you said you're not rating everybody a 10.
I'm giving Godzilla a 9.
I'm giving Godzilla a 10.
Why is Godzilla lower than Kong?
Because Godzilla's main objective was just to get rid of fucking the Apex shit. That's his whole shit. He didn't even know about Kong. Kong just happened to come in. He's like, oh, nigga, I was on my way to see Mecha, but y'all got this nigga Kong out here again. I didn't even know this nigga was still here. He was off my radar.
Pretty much you just saying, if we judge this movie independently without already knowing the history of King of Monsters, like, we obviously connect to Godzilla because of that.
Yeah.
So this one alone, you don't connect to him that much as Kong is basically why you say that.
Exactly.
I can agree with that.
Like, Godzilla, of course, went hard for the action sequences he came in, even from when he was destroying the fucking
story
city, like,
aspect,
old Godzilla.
Story aspect.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that, it, yeah. that shit makes sense, and you love it. You really don't have a part in there where you're like, I could do without Godzilla right here. It's always nice to see Godzilla and hear his fucking
roars.
I didn't do that shit. Fucking bird lizard sound, nigga. I don't know what the...
Hey.
That's some robot mix so, something.
It's a 10-10 we both of them. With me.
So, both of who?
Kong and Godzilla.
Kong and Godzilla.
But with Mega Godzilla, I'm going to give him a 9.
Okay, why not? Why are you putting them lower than Mecha? I mean, why are you putting them lower than Godzilla in Kong?
His overall backstory was stupid. His whole making of being icy and whooping ass and fighting fucking lasers.
I feel like
his backstory was just being made. How that? It's just that character.
I feel like his. I feel like Mecha
like
Godzilla had
Ghidorah
more building.
Basically evolve.
I'm about to say. I feel like Mecha Godzilla had way more. Than the scientist that made he was like Frankenstein's monster. You know what I'm saying? Because like the reason why he exists is because he has two dragon heads that is really him, and is telepathically giving him the energy from his like the original world. That you know what I'm saying? So I feel like Mechagodzilla pretty much upgraded his soul into.
That's what I'm
you
saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like the
like that's cold as hell.
I was looking at that aspect. I was looking at that the nigga just
because
I mean, think about it. It said pilot disconnected.
Yeah.
Ghidorah basically is really Mecha Ghidorah.
Yeah.
But Mecha Godzilla whatever. Basically Ghidorah.
Because
did that,
Ghidorah like, is really he was really stronger than Godzilla. Godzilla just end up kind of getting some assistance.
Yeah, because he got that.
Because Ghidorah
into radioactive. He turned into, what they call him?
Radioactive Godzilla.
Something like that. Nuclear Godzilla, something like that. Yeah, that's what it was.
Like, they turned Godzilla. Because
they hit him with that bomb.
Exactly. So,
if for that, he wasn't.
So, he's really.
He was winning.
Godzilla, I give Godzilla like a 9.5. Just because I did, every time I seen him in the movie, I was excited to see Godzilla. Because his whole form is made, like, makeup is so nice. Even when he was frowning and shit at Godzilla, I'm like, nigga, this is beef beyond the centuries, nigga. Like, this is beef before man, nigga. Like,
before we were going.
This is the first beef, nigga.
You know, a machine coming between, all right, what?
Yeah, man.
It was on site, bro, but I feel like the thing that I wanted more was more expansion on Hollow Earth. Like the dragon and everything, how he got the scale. Like, I want to see if they can do a movie of that shit.
Hollow Earth
they...
was the best thing about the
I
movie.
Don't want to see a...
You wouldn't want to see, like, a Hollow Earth, like a... like
just straight up on...
Like,
well,
Hollow
it's
Earth.
Kong,
like a backstory.
Yes. If it's Kong and Godzilla and Hollow Earth, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, the whole makeup of how they... Because they had a dragon around their shit.
That'd be like Ligans.
Of Kong?
That'd be like Ligans.
They had a dragon around the chair, bro.
He has a Batman backstory.
So, does that mean one of the Kongs...
He has a Batman backstory.
...killed a dragon?
Kong has a Batman backstory.
Kong has a Batman backstory?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Both his parents was killed by skull crawlers in front of him type shit.
Oh, for real? Bro, they gotta make that fucking movie. That should be ice.
I'm just saying, like, you already know. It's a Batman backstory. Yeah. Same shit. Buffy's parents were killed in front of him. And he grew up with a grudge, hated Oscorp.
Just so they need to talk about how Kong got to there, like his family got up there from Hollow Earth.
That would be a great ass. So you might get that in the series.
And then also the dragon around the chair, like that mean they worked with the dragon. I mean they defeated the dragon. That's how they got the scale, because that's one of Godzilla's scales. How ancient is Godzilla?
They've been fighting. They're titans. As they say, it's been a war between them for centuries.
Millennium.
Yeah. So this ain't the. Cause I had to explain to my brother, I was like, Godzilla ain't the first of his kind.
Yeah, no,
he's a baby.
Yeah,
he's a baby of a baby of a baby.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna if they do a movie like that.
Same with
Kong. Yeah,
if they do a movie like that. They gonna animate it to the point to where they gonna be talking.
Well, you know they are coming out with an animated Kong series on Netflix.
We have to destroy Kong. This is gonna be dope.
It's 3D.
You know they did that with the animated Godzilla. Have you seen that?
No.
But see, on their animated Godzilla, I feel like they talk more about the.
Yeah, I didn't.
I feel like the.
I tried to watch like two episodes and I was like, nah.
What?
The 3D animation of Godzilla.
I thought that was a movie.
No, they have one that came out on Netflix.
Was that the one I seen? Maybe.
They got like two seasons.
But it's like, yeah.
It's already out?
Yeah, I seen it. I seen the first season. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the second season. But they basically give an expansion more on the characters.
Mm-hmm.
So like when they be talking, you can see Godzilla like walking through that bitch. And they show him like, cool. It's kind of dope. That's kind of fuck with it for that aspect.
That's cool. So you say it 10 like for Godzilla. Feature. You say 10 for Godzilla. You said 9.5 for Godzilla because his story aspect is not, for this movie alone,
It's
not as touching as Kong.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said earlier, this is a Kong movie.
Yeah. It's his second movie. Godzilla had both his.
It's his third.
True. Who third?
Godzilla.
Yeah, no, third. This is third.
He has
the first Godzilla. Godzilla.
Oh, Godzilla. Kong. Yeah.
Godzilla, he had the first Godzilla, and then he had King of Monsters, and then he had this one.
Yeah.
And Kong only had two, which was Skull Island and this one.
Yeah.
So probably no more Godzilla.
Well, he grew quick as hell.
Man, not that day. They most certainly probably don't have more Godzilla. Cause they have so many kaiju.
He fought everybody.
Yeah.
He fought the three-headed dragon. He fought
Mothra, Ghidorah, Mechagodzilla.
Mechagodzilla was his last one.
Yeah, there's nobody else to fight unless they do some new shit.
Yeah.
I feel like
Godzilla versus Godzilla.
I feel like they need to leave it alone. Like me, let it die. I feel like
if they do, I just need them to do a prequel to Hollow Earth.
That would be nice.
Earth.
No,
prequels are always cool.
If they do make another Godzilla, he need to die.
Godzilla,
yeah, that'd be nice.
I don't know if I'm ready for Godzilla to die.
He's war fight or some shit.
I feel like that shit may not even happen. Shit, he fought three niggas and
so he just alive on the water. He just gonna be here for him.
He's basically the watcher of this.
Yeah,
of Bay Earth, nigga. Because all the other ones need to be put. They need to be put in check. Like, hey, nigga, ain't none of that around here.
Yeah,
we ain't going around burning up towns, nigga. I ain't doing that. He's the mayor. He's the president.
He's the president of monsters.
Yeah,
king of monsters. That's why he calling that. Like, all right, I'm gonna put y'all niggas in check now.
His name is Godzilla.
Mechagodzilla had the iciest weapon.
Nah, let's talk about Mechagodzilla. Mechagodzilla got them hoes.
Yo.
That nigga had the, what y'all call him, from Naruto?
He had the, he was hitting Godzilla with Rasengan.
The boy.
The blue, boom.
Boy.
Godzilla. He was sending shockwaves through that man's whole body.
He was ragdolling Godzilla.
He didn't have to do.
He was ragdolling Godzilla,
it's,
bro.
It's two moments when Godzilla was whooping his ass. That's so, no, not Godzilla. When Mechagodzilla was whooping Godzilla ass. That's so prevalent in my head is when he does the fucking Superman punch.
Yeah.
That nigga did. That nigga flew into a building.
He opened up his jets and was, bow. What?
Nigga said, boof.
You did a Superman punch?
Then that nigga started dragging that nigga through the buildings. Yeah. Nigga, I'm like, bro,
when Godzilla thought he was finna throw that nigga and that nigga flew around and kneed his ass. What?
Like,
y'all made Y'all made Mechagodzilla too OP.
Like, that nigga put time and effort into that nigga, boy. I'm telling when you, he climbed, did a good ass job. But when I was tag teaming that nigga, that hoe was like, man, say, Kong couldn't handle that nigga by himself.
Absolutely not.
Because that nigga, when he got punched, that nigga said, nigga, what was that? Nigga?
We didn't even talk about how, because, like, I feel like when it comes to all these 3 months of fights, I feel like there's some very, like, big key moments. Definitely, you got the moment where they finally kill Mechagodzilla with the axe and the assist. That's the moment.
Yeah, that was going in.
And then you got the other moment when Godzilla basically got tired of playing with Kong. He was like, all right, I'm finna fuck you up now.
Yeah, that nigga, when that nigga just keyed in.
He stepped on this nigga chest. He boondocks foot in your chest.
He took nigga that nigga arm. He said, that nigga said,
The way he bit Kong, like, he's like, and then he started scratching his chest. He's like, I'm gonna really fuck you up. Just started doing
I just think Kong was the most weathered out of everybody.
He been through some shit.
Yeah.
Kong, this is your first real big ass fight.
Yeah.
Like, you've been fighting these little skull crawlers and shit. Yeah. That ain't nothing compared to Godzilla.
You fought the big niggas down in the Hollow Earth. That can fly. That shit, them niggas can fly.
Did he have to eat that nigga head?
Yes, that nigga was hungry. That nigga, I ain't see that nigga eat all day. Nigga.
He ate that fish, them fish. My brother was like, I thought, you know, gorillas don't eat me. I said, look how big he is. He has to. He's a freaking titan. Like he ain't eating.
And then he didn't like stay behind there and just like tear him apart. He just ate the head. Right. He said, that's all I need. It's a mission. You gotta keep going.
I need to refuel before I run the rest of this way. But
equivalent of a Kobe.
So yeah, you got the foot. I call it the foot in your chest moment, mm-hmm. And then you got the assist moment, and then for me, it's the Superman punch moment the moment when he crawls out of that mountain.
Yeah, I was about to say, and when he comes out
off with the fucking rocket. Mm-hmm. I was expecting like some punch and shit. Like,
oh, okay, what the fuck?
No, this nigga. And then when shoot your bitch ass.
When he got hit, Godzilla was like, whoa, was that metal? What the fuck is that?
That shit hurt my
skills. Nigga, god damn, you punched straight to my skull, nigga.
They were smart to build Mechagodzilla.
No beat around there, nigga. God damn.
They were smart to build Mechagodzilla like pins the way they was. Yeah. The way they spent and they like actually grabbed shit.
Yeah. That's how he was fucking up Godzilla. Boy. He was quick on them hoes. He was grabbing that nigga. He was throwing that nigga. He was punching that nigga. Look. He was whooping their ass, bro. When Kong got up and got up, he's like, nigga, whoa, wait a minute. I should say laying down.
Oh, definitely.
They didn't have a main character plot.
If Kong didn't get his heart resuscitated, Godzilla out of there.
Oh, they did do that.
Godzilla's out of there.
I forgot. Dead. That's the only useful thing
Kong,
the characters
basically Godzilla killed Kong. Basically, if that didn't happen, basically Godzilla would kill Kong.
That was the most useful thing they did throughout the whole
movie. Godzilla would have killed
Godzilla. And then it just would have been Mechagodzilla run around creating pure havoc. Because
mm-hmm.
he's controlled by Ghidorah now.
And that nigga was doing that shit.
Ghidorah woke up, he was like, whoa, I got metal?
He said,
holy shit, I got electric powers and shit.
I could grab shit before, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now I could grab shit.
Oh my god. Oh, it's not 3 months, it's 1 year.
How long you stayed up here?
I don't know. Okay. But, I'm gonna play you in this game. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna whoop your ass. You ain't gotta worry about that.
Oh.
But, hey, Karen. Ooh. He always instigates us every time. He look worried.
I said you look worried.
Yeah, I look worried?
Yes.
Okay. Continue with the.
But
fuck. Sorry, yeah, we got a feature from the Joker, niggas.
Why so serious?
Why? Have a little rivalry. Jump Force rivalry while I always whoop Hatchy ass.
Ooh.
Came back 3-0. Can you believe that? That happened last time. You know that, right? But enough shit talking. So.
God damn.
Bless you. So I know you're sticking to your numbers. And for the fact, and for the fact of like my numbers, what they was like, I'm gonna probably give like. I have to give Godzilla more than Kong. I do attach more to Kong's story in this movie independently, but I think that fight is what really just knocks it down, just a tap it. That's why I say 9.5.
Cause Kong lost.
Yes, that's it. That's it. That's the only reason why I'm knocking it down.
So you give, but you put it, God. You won't even make like Kong a 9.5.
Okay, I can do 9.9, 9.8.
And then to make Godzilla like, oh man, I can't put Godzilla at 10 just because he won. I can't do it.
I want to keep them even. I say I keep
you
them.
You can give them both 10.
I can give them both a 10. But
I give Godzilla like a 9.7, 9.8.
See, that fucks up my whole rating though, because
for me.
I gave Mechagodzilla a 10.
Because I attached more to King Kong in here. Just because of the story buildup they gave. Every time they showed him, it was character development for Kong. Every time they showed that nigga. You got what I'm saying? Like, you learn more and more, like, how they gonna feed this? Oh, they gave the nigga some fish. Okay. You got what I'm saying?
He scooped it up.
And on top of this.
You know what I'm saying? He's talking to this little girl.
From sign language.
Yeah. Kong had more fights throughout the whole movie.
True.
He's already tired.
But that had nothing
Godzilla
to do.
Godzilla just came and fucked up a town. Didn't even find Godzilla.
And if you want to argue who's tired, Godzilla been swimming all fucking day.
That's it. That's like walking. Who are you talking about?
Free.
This nigga, was he born in the fucking ocean?
Nigga is free.
All I'm saying is just
Godzilla is on a. I mean, King Kong is in a. First of all, he's on an island. Then they take this nigga on a boat. Then they flying this nigga. This nigga probably got anxiety out the ass. Nigga, he never did none of this.
So
if Godzilla just swimming around, probably doing backflips and shit underwater.
This nigga took a whole 3-hour bath.
This nigga went to sleep comfortably.
He's been swimming.
This nigga eating on the regular. Nigga. He ain't waiting to get fed.
We know Godzilla your favorite character.
Yeah.
but let me just say though,
but comes since with the excuse, what?
No, I ain't coming with excuse. I'm just saying from the first day announcing the movie, I always said Kong was gonna win. So
yeah,
I did say that.
I thought Kong was gonna win. I was like, gonna win
because I was basing it off of King of Monsters when it came to Godzilla being able to use that breath.
Yeah,
I thought it was gonna run out.
Same. I thought it was gonna take him longer. I'm like, yeah, Kong is working.
In the first movie, he had to charge it up. The second one, he had to get charged up. Mm-hmm. This one, he just like, I'm here now.
Facts.
Spew, like
this nigga was. This nigga had the flu in that bitch. This nigga was
sound like a cough.
That nigga was letting them hoes go. And that nigga Kong was. That's why Kong had icier moments than Godzilla.
I have to say, y'all have convinced me. But the
iciest moment for Godzilla was when he fought Kong that second or that third time they really fought.
Yeah.
Because he really went in. That shit, I turned up for Godzilla. I said, nigga, oh, okay. I was like, damn, this nigga working, Kong.
When they said that they was gonna get a clear winner, like the director was like, yeah, it ain't gonna be like no tie shit. Cause that's what everybody kept saying, oh, it's gonna be a tie. We already know what y'all gonna do. It's gonna be a tie. No, it was not a tie.
Yeah.
Godzilla got one in the very beginning, which we knew he was gonna get. Kong got his in the second fight. He was like, yeah, knock that nigga out. He damn for the count. Mm-hmm. Get out, motherfucker.
Godzilla seemed like he was trying to kill that nigga from jump. Mm-hmm.
Nah, for from real. Jump. When Godzilla he was up underwater, he shot the damn ray because Kong had got the best of him.
Yeah.
He shot the, he like, all right, I'm just going to be safe and just
facts.
Destroy your ass from up under here.
That's what I'm saying.
That shit went to the sky.
The way Kong jumped, he's like, oh, shit.
See, that's another part, another great action sequence.
Because of his intellectual
ability. You know what I'm saying? Jumping from the boats, nigga.
His intellectual ability was greater than Godzilla's.
He had a combat mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, okay, nigga, I can't do this, but I can do this, nigga. With that fucking axe. I'm not doing enough. I'm gonna grab that bitch, I'll be back, nigga.
That's why I killed you with your
Well, he was fighting like hell to get back to the axe.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I knocked you out with your own skill.
That shit was clean. I like how they actually did that shit where he would keep, where he could absorb the ray with the
axe. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. But I didn't think they were going to do it like that. And I didn't even realize there was a scale until that part. I was like, bro, that's fucking God.
Oh, I knew that. I just need to make that connection between what you had talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I made that connection.
I made that connection with that being Godzilla scale when they showed the axe. I was like, that's Godzilla scale.
Yeah.
And then when they started lighting that shit up and then Godzilla started lighting up, I felt like they was lighting Godzilla up. In a sense, you know what I'm saying? When he put the stuff in the ground, he's like, because that nigga shook, like, oh, I mean,
that
shit.
Makes
he's
sense. Like, he is connected to Hollow Earth. So,
what the fuck are you doing?
Right, let me see what y'all doing there.
Yeah, no, that's that power. You can see the power gap from
you know the
Weakest.
Oh, definitely.
Right. You know he shot shit. Through Hollow Earth. He shot through Hollow Earth.
No, I thought, you know, he shot through Earth to get to Hollow Earth.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he shot through.
Oh, yeah.
He basically shot through the core.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
What'd you say?
You know what was the worst part in the whole movie?
In the whole movie? What?
All right, everybody, let's play dead. He might go away.
That was hilarious.
But I guess that was like a sense of, like, saying we lost. You know what I'm saying? Like we surrender type shit.
It was just funny because I never thought that a day they
would I didn't think that shit
they would pull
that. Yeah, Godzilla was like, we out-hacked that. But see, when he did that, I was like, Godzilla don't even seem like he really want to kill Kong.
But I would say this, though. Because when it comes to the intellectual ability, you see how they was able to, I guess, trick Godzilla because he at the end of the day, he is just straight up predator.
Yeah,
so they go off of animal instinct. So if it do look like something that had submitted, then he like, all right, well, I ain't really come. Well, he did come there to get rid of that nigga.
But I think Godzilla also did that because Godzilla is G-checking everybody who thinks that they're fucking God
when they come, he like, all right, I can't let y'all like have y'all reigns.
See, what I would have loved that they could have did.
If they would have fought in Hollow Earth, oh my God.
If they would have like fell through the fucking.
They should have fought in Hollow Earth.
That shit would have been dope as fuck.
I think that would have been an even more battle than what they got.
Yeah, that shit would have been nice.
Because I feel like Kong would have had a whole bunch of shit to work
around
with.
Him. He would have had all
rocks, other beasts and shit. He could have threw one of them flying things at Kong. If they would have fought in that little floating area.
Yeah.
My
that shit would have been cold.
I feel like that was a missed opportunity.
For sure.
They should have fought in Hollow
Earth. I feel like also when they showed Godzilla in the Hollow Earth with the axe, I feel like they should have gave some like flashbacks.
You mean Kong?
Yeah, Kong, my bad. I feel like they should have gave some flashback of when they was there. You don't think they should have showed that shit at all?
Because the way they did it was perfect. If you look in the background, you see statues of his ancestors and shit falling over and shit. Like, you see that in the background. I feel like, because you know me, I like subtlety.
Yeah, okay. I feel
like that was more than showing a flashback, and I feel like that would have been doing too much.
That makes sense. I can do that.
Cause I like the way they did that.
Yeah. What'd you get an overall movie? The monster's got a 10 for sure. The monster aspect got a 10. Say 7.5. Horoscope say 7.5.
For the whole entire movie? Mm-hmm. You only knock it down because of the humans.
Yeah, that's the only negative. I mean, it's not a human movie. It's for
exactly.
They make it boring to me.
Exactly. My brother said the same thing. But if you think about it, and the reason why I'm going to give it I would say a nine. Mm-hmm. The reason why I give it a 9, and not a 10, obviously, is because when you go into this movie, you get exactly what you're paying for. You get what you're asked for. Everybody wants to see a kaiju monster fight. We don't care about the humans, so they broke shitty humans. Cool. We didn't care about them no way.
Yeah.
We came here for this reason, and that's what we got. So that's why I would give it a 9.
Thanks.
All right, I give it an 8 since you...
8?
Yeah, okay. Since you made sense right
there. I give it a 9. I give it a 9 for sure. Because, like I said, I didn't come there for the humans. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's facts.
The fact that I came there
but they
for...
They pissed me off.
And I this, got it.
They pissed
and,
me off.
And this is the best...
Every human damn near pissed me off.
And this is the best Godzilla versus King Kong we've gotten. Mm-hmm. Live action.
I mean,
of course. But you know
the technology.
What I'm saying? Like, I mean, some people argue because niggas love...
Because classics.
You know, classics. It's the first of its kind. If it wasn't this, then this wouldn't exist. I feel you, but it's not the best... I feel like this is the...
It's not the best looking.
And this is the best version we've gotten of Kong and of Godzilla. Because we've had a Kong movie before Skull Island with Jack Black. Mm-hmm. We got one with Godzilla. We got a lot of different variations of Godzilla. We got the American version where he had the babies and the shit and the subway and shit.
So much.
I feel like I still fuck with it. Just because... I don't know. I like how that Godzilla looked. He looked cool as hell.
Yeah.
He didn't look like the classic, but that Godzilla was dope.
About the old school one?
Yeah, the American
nigga,
one.
Nigga, that was hard. That's like still. Yeah.
I had the little toys of that nigga. That's what
we did. We had to talk about when them kids was chasing them and was about trying to eat the ass when they hatched out the egg.
Yeah.
But that movie went hard. That was Godzilla 2, I think.
Yeah, that went hard.
Yeah, I had both them hoes on tape. VCR.
But most certainly the best versions that we've gotten of both of these monsters. I will say in the other Godzillas, the human factor was more interesting.
They was definitely far more.
They're far more interesting.
They had actual substance. But these was cookie cutter.
That's the focus.
Cookie cutter characters. That's what they was in this latest movie.
But that's the exchange. You want more human monster development fights? Or you want monster development?
Because I think it was the first Godzilla. You don't see Godzilla that many times. Yeah, probably seen what? Twice in the entire movie.
Factor, you know exactly. What I'm saying?
Yeah. But you had the humans that carried it and it actually was very interesting.
Yeah, it was. It led you to all of the sequences and everything perfectly because it was just like the things that he was doing. Like, what is he? How is he doing? What is he?
And it makes the reveal of Godzilla that much greater.
Yeah.
It's like, we finally see this nigga. Oh, he's fucking roaring. Oh, I'm a roar too.
Yeah. As long as you get that shit down. And then Kong, I love every like mannerism they gave that nigga, even when he came out to the fights. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga.
What's up, homie? Like, ain't no bitch. Nigga.
You got your foot in my chest right now, but I'm going to grab back. But I'm going to let you have it. But I'm going
to
grab back.
Get a nigga while he was on a boat, nigga. I told you, see me. See me. See, I ain't have time. But today I got time. I'm on land now, nigga. What's good? Fuck with you, boy. You're shooting ray beams and shit, nigga. I'm fighting you with hands, nigga. With
nothing but hands. Buildings and shit. No, the iciest part of that fight between him and Godzilla is when when Kong started getting smarter than that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to hang on top of the building. My axe way over there, but I got this little cream piece of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't looking? Throw it in the building. What Godzilla look? Here come Kong. Jumped on his ass. I was like, okay, yeah, that was smart. He was like, I can't go straight over this nigga. Let me start.
The element of surprise.
Yeah, we start elevating on his ass, climbing buildings for the human environment.
When he did that, that gave me the sense of the old King Kong when he was on the building, but versus having a girl in his
hand. That was a callback.
That was like, this is how it should have been done, which I kind of agree with.
If y'all did watch the classic fight, which is the funniest scene
when
in the classic fight.
When they in a costume.
No, yeah. Mm. And when Kong has that
child. Oh, I remember, you telling me.
And he just jamming it in Godzilla's mouth. Like, they did that in this movie. I want to see if y'all remember the part. They did it in this movie.
I don't remember.
With the axe. What did he do?
Oh, when he told me when he came down.
No. It's a scene where he shoves it in Godzilla's mouth.
Yeah, I remember he shoved it in his mouth before he did the little...
I was like, wow, that's hilarious. They did a little callback to the classic movie. That was cool as hell. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you gotta watch the classic fight. It's on YouTube. It's like, I don't remember how long it is, but it's a pretty long fight. And it's ridiculous.
Oh, wait. Was it made by it's 70 people?
Ridiculous. Yeah, it's the first one. They in that little helicopter.
I seen that hoe.
That mod is so hilarious.
That hoe is. But it's interesting. That's why I watch it.
it's funny.
I seen that hoe.
For what
it was,
it's hilarious.
I ain't
gonna
lie, them Japanese movies go harder. About the one with the moth.
Mothra. And then Ghidorah.
That shit went hard, too.
Yeah.
So, overall movie is, I say, 9.
I give it a 9.
So, 9, 9, 7, 9, 9, 8.
All
right,
cool.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Godzilla
versus Kong.
But you got a lot of editing to do.
Sometimes I just upload them. Like, if it's a good take, I just upload them.
Let me find that part about the white people.
9. I think it's a 8.9, 8.8 after...
Now we got gotta wait till the 23rd, 26th for Mortal Kombat.
Dude, our time is so close.
Dang.
That's crazy as hell.
It's off by five seconds?
No, it's about like...
Okay.
About a minute later.
I'm going to send it to you.